Is there dam tavusa? B'shesein b'bol levarish mash shneinu shervias dam tavusa b'tamei boil. Or v'yis dam tavusa? What's dam tavusa? Is there dam tavusa? What is dam tavusa? What does that mean over here? What is dam tavusa?
Where is tavusa?
Lel beis beis. I don't know. I think I learned this beis beis.
Is that the stuff that was broke?
Beis beis. V'yis dam tavusa. Dam hamesh shehispoiseis v'sar b'gam achay mixture tavus. That was the mace which she's and mixed up it seems. The his arev b'dam achay tahaynu sheyotza mixas revius mechayim mixas lachamisa. Part of the blood came out when the guy was alive, and part of it when he was dead. In other words, the guy was bleeding out. The guy was bleeding out. The yesh had to be revius dam being the yesh dam and a teresa. What's the revius dam sheyotza kula lachamisa? All the blood after death from the time of the Torah. Means part came out before after. So that called tavusa means mixture. Tavusa means mixture. Means a half. Shminis or revius of a loik is mitame after death. So what is a half of a fourth? An eighth. Okay? The chayev, some of the misav, the shminis b'maisav, and the shminis b'maisai, shein shehein mitstarfais, the revius, kilu kol revius haloik dam yotza b'maisai. It's as if all of the blood, the ganze zach, Hashem said, "Kilu kol revius halegu yadam yotza b'maisa." All the blood came after the maisa. That's what he holds in this matame.
Why?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva, Midai came mafarshim mitvarav shminis b'maisa shem yadua shem sheruba yotza mechayim ein loy din dam tavusa. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not
tavusa. If most of it came out mechayim.
Has to be at least half. According to Yehuda, that's
what he says.
No, half. He says half. It says Shahim is our first revius. Kilu kol revius lekudamitza. Umedek mafarshim devarav sheminis im yadua sheruboy. It's exactly 50-50. When it's 50-50, no, sheim yadua sheruboy. Exactly. So dafka when it's going to be exactly 50%. If it's 50%. Up to 50% is called Dam Tavusa. And according to Rabbi Kiva, that's called Dam Tavusa. But let's say, Shem Yudua, it's more than Shminitz, let's say Shminitz plus a little bit more, Shem Yudua Shuru, Shuru, Yotzim Chaim, Eloy Din Dam Tavusa, then it's not called Dam Tavusa. Everyone's going to agree, there will be no machlekes in the Mishnah. If you have blood, part came out when the guy was alive. Now we come to Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi's Bechai, Rabbi's Bemoisa. Dam Tavusa, Han Shiyotzim in a maze, Rabbi's Haloik. Revius aloig bechayav, urvius b'moisai, v'achar kach mitol mizel mizel revius kloimar. So the guy after he died, a revius of blood came out.
Well, revius bechayav, revius. He's chaylik and Rabbi Kiva. Yes. Revius bechayav, revius b'moisai.
You have two revius, a double revius.
That's what we've been saying all along.
No, he said a half of a revius and half of a revius.
Oh, they need a hole. They need a hole.
So he knows. So he's saying, if you have a half and a half, according to Rishul, it's tar. That's not called it's tar. There's nothing to talk about. The only chiddush is coming to be masking that there's going to be something called dam tavusa chiddush is, let's say you have a revius of blood which came out b'chayev. It's not metame period. And then you have a revius when it comes out lachar moisa. That's for sure metame. A revius of blood which comes out of the body achanisa for sure is metame. But now it gets mixed up. Okay, so what? It's mixed up. So you still have a revius of dam lachamisa. But after it gets mixed up, half of the blood is now taken away. So all you have left now is a revius of blood.
Of the mixture.
It was mixed up. Shahil, since Yesh Mitarubis, Revius, Shriyotza, Liachamisa, since you have it.
Right.
Shahil, since Yesh Mitarubis, you have Mitarubis, Revius, Revius, Shriyotza, Liachamisa, Revius, which came to Lachamisa, Revius, Shinitla, Misham,
yeah.
Taneum, So Revius today we did Dam Tulisa. So now the Revius, since originally the Revius Dam Tulisa,
it was a whole
Revius. Shemitlam, you should not get all mixed up. So therefore, today we did Dam
Tulisa. Now when you take a Revius of the mixture, it's still a big chiddush.
But Rabbi Yehuda, Einer, Leza, the son of the
Zevzeh,
Dam Tulisa,
Shem Rabbi Yehiva, Shem Rabbi Shmuel,
Kamayim, garnished. It means like someone that is solov means it's crucified.
Shadama, go ahead.
Shadama yishoyseis kolaymar. Shadarko shadama yishoyseis. The blood drips. Goyza shoyseis. Noizel flows. What happens? I can't see closer. Shendoizel below has it flows. A guy, you put him on a tree and you bang nails. Nail, you have nails?
Go ahead.
You nail them down. Nimsa tachta revius dam, this blood. Hoses v'tipo shel misa murevis po. Since there is a drop of the blood, v'tipo shel misa murevis po. Ta'me v'din ta'me dim dam zuhusa avo ha'meh shedamay minate. Kiloy ma'ar shedarko shedamay minate. V'haymo yoytze tipin tipin. V'nimsa tachta revius dam. Afilu ho yoyev ha'dam le'acha mistar. Shekol tipo v'tipo shiyot le'acha misa. Bala b'dam harisha and jetsa. So it means to do with solov means the blood flow. The blood flows in gushes. It's noizel beloy hefsek. He's coming to explain that dam tavus is when blood.
So it has nothing to do with mixture. Right. So now we're learning it has to do with mixture.
Right. La'acha misa, blood flow. La'acha misa. The guy's dead. Now blood is coming out of the guy's
this is
body.
After misa.
After misa.
There's nothing behind.
Exactly. Evenly, achamis, when blood comes out of a person's body, the only time that blood is going to be have a din mitan ba'oyel is only when it comes out in one continuous flow.
So, what's tavusa mean?
Tavusa means one steady continuous flow, steady flow. Shadama shoyseis means shoyseis, kiloimar. Shadako shadama shoyseis, noizel it beloy hesek. Then that's called the nimser to tachta v'yistam, hoil v'tipa shel misa, hoil v'tipa shel misa mureves goi, tame midinam zavusa. I don't know what tipa means, a drop of blood. Avol, but let's say hamesh shadama minatef kolayma shadarko shadama minatef. Let's say it just drips, drip. Hayna yoyt say tipa tipin. The nimser tachta v'yistam, afilu hoil v'roiv adam. Liachamisa tasha kol tipa shetipa, every tipa of a tipa sheyotz liachamisa badla b'dam damarishon sheyotz amechayin. The zig up here is that if the blood comes out achamisa, drop. So each drop that comes out becomes bottle in the original blood that came out when the blood which came out before. So those the person is bleeding from chayim to misa. He's bleeding when he's alive, and he's bleeding when he's dead. So the question over here is the mixture of blood going to be mitame? So he differentiates. If after he dies, even if before he died, there was blood, mechayim, there was blood before he died, and now after he dies, there's blood, as long as the blood which came out of his body was in a continuous flow, then it's going to be mitame. Does he even say that? Atol el eit, shadam ha-shay, says, kolay ma-shadar, kashay, shadam ha-shay, says, no, it's not blay hafsik. Nizach the baby, yastam ha-hoel, v'tiba shal, nisam, v'yav espoy. It seems that even if the person died mechayim, there was blood flowing when he was alive. Yeah,
we'll have to leave it at this point. You finish the Mishnah yourself, and tomorrow we'll go right there. Tomorrow is
why are you leaving so soon?
7:15. I got done by 7:30. Okay. Tonight I'm sleeping in Lakewood.
What?
I have a chasana tonight.
The other chasana?
Another one.
What's with all these guys getting married? Crazy. Mamash from sugar.
It's like a magefa.
Mamash from magefa.